Bill Barty, Wes Lawson on the Carolina Outdoors. One of the things that we talk about and sell a lot of at Jesse Brown's, and I think it's because we do have an online presence, jessebrowns.com. We're also active social media and, of course, the Carolina Outdoors. But an in-store visit will enable you to try on a hat, a proper brimmed fedora-type hat to protect you from the sun, from the rain, from the winter chill on your head, all of those things. We have hats that you can try on. Something that you cannot do digitally and you can't do here on the Carolina Outdoors. But maybe you can learn a little bit about the hat and its protective values. Now, we sell a lot of different brands, from Pendleton to Barber to Filson to Tilly to Broner to Sunday hats. Those are all available at Jesse Brown's. But think of the classic Indiana Jones style fedora, very popular in the 20th century, first half anyway, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s. Your dads and granddads and great granddads, for you young listeners, all wore a hat. Well, somewhere in the 1960s, the fedora started falling out of style and less people were wearing it. But 30s, 40s, and 50s, a lot, if not all, men wore hats. The only people who wore baseball caps were kids and baseball players. These days, it's quite the opposite. But, Wes, we wanted to have a little bit of a conversation and talk about the hats and fedoras that are available at Jesse Brown's from these different brands. But do you know the story, the legend, the lore? And we can disprove or prove some of this, of the man that killed the hat?
You know, only a little bit, and probably enough to sound pretty ignorant at a cocktail party, but it is pretty fascinating how one person can change fashion so quickly.
So in 1960, and we're doing this to talk because an inauguration is going to be coming up in January 20th, 2021, presidential inauguration. So legend or lore, and some of this we're pulling from an article by Megan McLahan, was that John F. Kennedy did not wear a hat or top hat to his inauguration. So in the article, a lot of that has been refuted because the lore or legend that he single-handedly killed the hat industry by being the first president to not wear a hat to the inauguration. However, McMahon, in her research, found that he did wear a top hat en route to the ceremony, but he removed it before addressing the crowd. Soon thereafter, the hat industry began to decline, and his popularity in the Oval Office increased as a trendsetter, if you will. But she has some other reasons besides John F. Kennedy not wearing a hat for the decline of the hat. Shall I share?
I think you should, Bill. I'm on the edge of my seat here.
So here are her five theories. Just in the 1960s, it was just a few years, really, before was Korea, and a few years before that was World War II. And many people, reportedly, had grown tired of wearing hats. They had worn helmets. They had worn uniforms. And by 1960 and through the 60s, that was a bit more out of fashion. So when Kennedy didn't wear his hat to the inauguration speech, it gave many other men permission to not wear a hat wherever they were going. So there is that. She also refers, and her second reason is the undershirt industry being killed by a man, I know, in related terms, by a man in the movies. It Happened One Night was the movie, the actor Clark Gable. No one has been able to prove this, but during that movie, which was released in the Great Depression, many men were saving money and not buying undershirts. So in that movie, he bared his chest. And she is correlating that to the hat industry in JFK. But many people say that it is in a victim of circumstance, just like Gable with the depression and also the trend of nonconformity in the hat industry.
That's fascinating. I would also suspect that, you know, from the 1930s on, as we had the electrification of America, you know, the TVA came out of that time period specifically because there was that part of America that was so underserved and so far behind because of poverty. Electrification was going to bring them up to speed. And after we really mobilized and kind of had that second industrial revolution to fight the war effort, more people had indoor jobs. More homes had electricity, which, you know, now we take for granted big time. But you also had the advent of central air. More homes and businesses, although you still, you know, you see pictures, Mad Men and things like that, people in suits, but they wore short sleeve dress shirts a lot of times because they didn't have air conditioning. But as that was becoming more common, I bet that had something to do with it. Just like in cars, you were starting to see more of that stuff happening. And it's hard to, you know, if you got a big head or you're a tall person, fitting your big head and tall person body in a car with a hat on could have been a challenge. So who knows? I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Well, for all of our listeners out there, this is the Carolina Outdoors. Wes Lawson has not seen the list that I have in my hand, but you just got number three. The car may have run over the hat is the quote in it. And it was what you just said before the 1950s, before even the 1940s, cars were not as streamlined and not as enclosed as they became in later years. So there was a lot of airflow and they were bigger as well, but it caused men to wear hats to protect themselves. We're going to come back to that too, because that's really what we have hats for at Jesse Brown's, to protect yourselves, not just in your vehicle, but when you're out on a hike in a trout stream, traveling, that sort of thing. So as vehicles became more streamlined and enclosed, men did not need those hats to protect themselves, and they got away from them. Also, I guess cars were still pretty big in the 60s and even early 70s, but things change, and so do trends because of that. Also, her number four mentioned was the youth movement that happened in the 1960s, and conformity became the enemy. And wearing a hat like your dad or wearing a hat like your granddad or so forth was out of fashion. So the decline in hats, according to Megan, I've called her three different names, McLaughlin, that's her name, Megan McLaughlin, was because of societal expectations. Young people didn't wear hats, and wearing a hat was something that, quote unquote, old men did.
Well, you know, that same time period in America and in England, you had, you know, you had the motorcycle culture, you had the hot rod culture, the British had the mod movement. It's pretty hard to look cool and tough on a motorcycle or a Vespa when you got a hat blown off your head. So all of that, I think, is coming into play. But, you know, it's all coming back around again a little bit, I think, Bill.
Well, I think you're right. We have more and more people coming into Jesse Brown's in search of a hat. Now, as we mentioned earlier, it's something that you can try on, and we allow people to try on hats in the store. You can come in and get the right fit. We have able associates that are able to advise if it's a gift purchase for a loved one for you to try on the hat. Again, Pendleton, Barber, Filson, Broner, Sunday Hats are all available, and then some. And we also do have the ball caps that I mentioned earlier. Kids and baseball players wore, you know, before the 1960s. Now, it is an outdoor uniform for people of all ages to have a ball cap on.
It's like it's like the patch on a pack or on a biker's vest, you know, and they're trucker hats now. Ball caps have evolved over the years. Most of these are going to be a mesh back. Not all. Some are form-fitted. Some are not. Some are even wax cotton like that Filson jacket or a Barber jacket. So if you needed to be out in the thick of it, or if you wanted to have dreams of being a treetop flying barnstormer pilot, we have that hat and maybe some aviator sunglasses to go with it. It's a good classic look. But we do like those broader brim hats. They're not cowboy hats now, Bill. It's more of a fedora, 2¾ to a 3-inch brim hat, oftentimes a crushed wool or felt. Some are waxed. We do have those. And some are even a palm frond from the Sunday brand. But why do we like these? We like them because it keeps the elements off your head. It protects your ears, neck, nose, and face from the sun. Some are great for warm weather to keep you cool. Others are going to keep you warm when it's kind of gross and blowing out there. And really, it's all about the look, but more importantly, it's about the protection that it offers while giving you the look. That's why we like those hats so much.
So back to the look. I've mentioned the word fedora, and many people may have the visual of a city hat in their mind. But Wes, what you're describing is more the Indiana Jones type fedora. It's a brimmed hat, as you mentioned, a felt or a wool or whatever it's made out of. But it's styled, again, like you said, not Western. But also, these are not city hats. These are hats for the rugged outdoorsman, the fly fisherman, the hiker, the person who wants to be outdoors and wants to be protected and prepared from the outdoors. That's what we have there at Jesse Brown's. And the corner has been turned from the death and legend and lore of JFK's inauguration, as we'll have a 2021 inauguration coming up. We'll see if we can't get Joe Biden to maybe wear a good Pendleton Barber Filson hat out there to turn the trend and continue the outdoor inauguration trend of wearing a hat.
You know, if we can't fit a national or local politician for a hat, we can still fit you, our good listeners, on this. We did ship some out today, but we do see more people coming in. You know, our big brand, though, Bill, that we really haven't mentioned too much is Tilly.
Right.
And Tilly is that great, nearly indestructible, lightweight, we call it a sun hat, but, you know, people wear them to play golf, for walks, for kayaking, for days on the beach. They don't blow off the head. They are, you know, they float. They're stain resistant and sweat resistant and odor resistant and all these kind of things. And we sell those just constantly. And probably half, Bill, are what I would say by prescription.
Right.
Someone has been to the dermatologist, and that dermatologist said, you need to go get a hat. And they oftentimes say, get a Tilly hat. And why is that? They're comfortable, and they work so, so well.
You know, piggybacking what you just said, just so our listeners know, what you just mentioned is all female-driven toward the males. Ladies know to protect themselves from the sun and get a hat. But the men who come in have been dictated to either from a physician or from a lady in their life, mom, wife, sister, friend, who says, go to the dermatologist, and then they're redirected to Jesse Brown's to get one of those Tilly hats to protect themselves from that sun.
Well, you know, we are a little bit closer to being knuckle-dragging troglodytes than the women in our lives.
It's so true. The voice right there, Wes Lawson. The voice right here, Bill Barty. We're talking about hats and fedoras available at Jesse Brown's. Not the city style one, but the kind that protects you as the rugged outdoor men and women that you are or need to be. Last but not least, we think that the style changed from the 60s, where you used to have hat checks and they went out of fashion. And it was also a statement not to wear a hat from a young person or the incoming trend. Now it is the opposite. To wear a hat is the trend. It is where the individuality can show.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, one other thing there, it's not a trilby. It's not the fedora of Justin Timberlake or Bear Bryant. It is more Norman McLean, more Harrison Ford. And they just look good on folks. Come in and give it a try.
Come on in. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to wrap this thing up called the Carolina Outdoors, find out everything that we talked about on the previous segments this weekend and each weekend. That's what we do here on the Carolina Outdoors, is come in and break down these segments for your listening pleasure to hopefully introduce you to a new sport, a new style, a new reason for being in our Carolina Outdoors. So stay tuned for more after this.